Hi, this is Steve Bleistein, and it's time to get into the zone. The growth zone, that is. Welcome back to Successful Change, Navigating the Transition. In the previous segment, I talked about the phase of letting go of the old. Now, in this segment, I'm going to talk about the next phase, which is going through the rough patch. So what are the success factors in going through the rough patch? Well, the first factor of success is you need to recognize that to make the transition, it's going to take time. Now, a common mistake that I see in companies is rushing the change. Leaders, when they're looking at doing a change, they may take months discussing it and planning for it before it's announced. Now, the leaders have had time to absorb the change mentally and emotionally long before the staff have even heard of it. The staff needs the same amount of time, and they even need a little bit more because they're actually going to be implementing it. The second success factor is supporting people with interim measures. Now, as people begin to embrace the change, there will be confusion. I recommend to my clients that they create interim processes to help support teams in transition. Create teams representing a cross-section of the organization to monitor how the transition is progressing and use them in order to identify areas that need to be addressed as they arise. Also, allow for mistakes, but insist upon learning from them. Another thing that's really important during this phase is allowing for innovation. As the change starts to take place and people are embracing it, people are going to have all sorts of ideas of how to do it better. Be open to that. Take advantage of that and harness people's ideas and innovation to improve the way the change is being implemented. Okay, a third factor is don't panic when there's a drop in performance during the transition. As I said before, there will be mistakes and confusion as mentioned above, but also you may see that some people stop producing. You know, this is going to happen as responsibilities and accountabilities are shifting and they're in flux. This temporary drop in performance or productivity is normal, but it is only temporary if the transition is handled well. The fourth factor, no tolerance for not adhering to the change. Now, this can be particularly tricky with mid-level managers in the organization who have built successful careers on the old way of doing things. And I have seen companies allow senior people to slack when they don't adhere to the change out of fear of losing them. It's also important to understand that when a mid-level manager is not adhering to the change, it is absolutely certain that their staff is not going to adhere to it either. And other people will view what's going on as the leadership not being serious about the change. And this will lead to failure. And the final success factor in going through the rough patch, understand that making the final crossover to the change will require courage. Now, some staff may be waiting on the sidelines to see what others do. They may be looking and seeing whether or not it's going to be safe to make the change. I think it's very important here that inside the organization, you have a culture of seeking cause rather than blame, where people are allowed to take risks and not punished for failure. Now, these are just some factors that can help successfully achieve a change in an organization. Now, if your organization is on the verge of a change, congratulations, that means you're growing. But bear in mind, however, that to be successful, you must navigate the transition. Be sure that you are devoting as much effort to the transition as to the change itself.
Thank you for joining me in the zone. This has been the Growth Zone with Steve Bleistein. Until next time, happy growing.